with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. Over 6 million of us do it either daily, weekly, monthly, or maybe just occasionally. And 2.25 million of those are adults with a disability or long-term health condition. And what is it that we do so frequently? We volunteer. In fact, without volunteers, most not-for-profit organisations would simply cease to function. Apparently, 95% of not-for-profit organisations are run by volunteers. At 2RPH, in fact, the statistic is 99%. The New South Wales volunteering website says it succinctly. Volunteers make an extraordinary contribution to Australian society without being paid, not because they're worthless, but because they are priceless. Volunteers are the lifeblood of our community and come from all walks of life. They are working people, students and professionals. They are young people and retirees. They come from every suburb and community and from a variety of cultural, educational and religious backgrounds. Looking back at AbleQuest topics through the years, when we have explored initiatives which help people with disabilities live more independently and enjoy all the community has to offer, it is astonishing how many people are devoting a significant part of their lives to volunteering. Let me quickly review a few of those programs. Some of you may remember the interviews, but if not, you can always listen to the podcast under Listen on our 2RPH website. Programs such as Merrymakers. The Merrymakers is a dance troupe trained and led by the tireless Lucinda Bryant, ranging in age from 6 to 56, and most of whom have an intellectual or physical disability, but all of whom refuse to be defeated by the enormous challenges life has dealt them. And there's Fresh Tracks. Fresh Tracks Foundation provides therapies and recreational activities for young people with acquired brain injury. Volunteers are indispensable in raising funds and assisting with such activities as recumbent cycling. And there's Sing Out Loud, which is an interactive choir program run by the Arts Health Institute. It uses music therapy conducted by volunteer maestros to improve cognitive skills and the social isolation experienced by our aging population. This creative therapy also improves a range of conditions, including Parkinson's and dementia. Wheelchair Rugby is another one. Volunteers are the backbone to Wheelchair Rugby League, which allows athletes with disabilities to compete in wheelchairs with and against able-bodied people. We also covered sailability. Through the extensive help of volunteers, sailability facilitates participation in sailing and boat usage at all levels, on all waters, by people with disabilities regardless of age and level of disability. And of course, the wonderful TAD, Technical Aid to the Disabled. TAD is a very practical organisation which has helped thousands of people and their families. Its skilled volunteers create and customise equipment for people with all sorts of disabilities. And on the subject of TAD, this brings us to today's guest, Lady Cosgrove, wife of the Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove. Lady Cosgrove spoke with Marnie Roper about her special interest in organisations that help and support those with a disability and the marvellous work of volunteers. Among other things, Lady Cosgrove describes the uplifting experience of visiting one of TAD's workshops.
In the studio today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Her Excellency, Lady Cosgrove, who has come with her husband, Sir Peter Cosgrove, to visit the 2RPH station. Lady Cosgrove, welcome and thank you for being our special guest on AbleQuest, which, as you know, is an interview program that explores assistive technologies and initiatives which help people living with a disability enjoy a better quality of life. Now, I believe you also have a special interest in organisations that help and support those with a disability. What sparked your interest?
First of all, Marnie, thank you very much for inviting me in today. It's lovely to be here and I really appreciate the work that you do.
Oh, thank you.
I must say that at the moment I'm a patron of nearly 30 organisations and several of them have a focus on disability. Of course, the Governor-General is patron of many more organisations and we get a great deal of enjoyment from visiting these places to make contact with their wonderful volunteers and the people who use their services. But it goes a long way back for me because my only paid employment since I've been married was 3 years working for the Spastic Centre of New South Wales. And I was an organiser in Canberra for 3 years and then for a little while in Newcastle, helping find girls to join the Miss Australia Quest and helping them with their fundraising. Yes. And that took me many times to the Spastic Centre, now the Cerebral Palsy Association. Ever since then, we've both been quite heavily involved with Cerebral Palsy.
Right, yes. And they have Cerebral Palsy Day as well now.
Yes, they do indeed.
Fundraising. Now, I also believe that you have special interests in organisations with volunteers, and your diary must involve visiting many volunteer groups and, of course, include hosting many who work in the disability sector. How do you manage to juggle the many requests you must receive, and how do you determine where to focus your energy?
Well, that's a very, very difficult one, because every place you go to, you want to go back to, and you know that can't always happen. But we juggle the requests with the help of our wonderful staff who plan out our daily diary. And we like to visit as many of the patronages as we possibly can to see volunteers and make them know that we understand what a wonderful job that they're doing and to meet the people that they're helping.
And do they have visits? Do you have functions for them?
Or? Yes, we do. We sometimes hold functions for them at Admiralty House or Government House, or if we're interstate, maybe another venue.
Or you come and visit studios like 2RPH.
We do, which is wonderful.
Yes, we think it's great as well. Now, in the past, I was a paediatric physio, so I know well the dual feelings of heartache and joy when dealing with very sick and disabled children. Are there any moments that stand out for you when you've been involved with children's organisations?
Marnie, probably so many memories, but a few that come to mind. I'm patron of a school, in a special needs school in Canberra, and on a visit there, I was absolutely uplifted to see that they had a primary school class, or several primary school classes, coming in on a regular basis to mingle and mix and help with the kids with special needs. And I thought, everything starts with education, and I just thought this was wonderful. It helps the children accept people with disabilities, and they were having fun. They were really enjoying themselves. Another thing that comes to mind, very early after Peter became Governor General, we visited a workshop near Westmead Hospital that was run by retired engineers, and I'm talking about some well into their 80s. And they run this special project where they design fittings to wheelchairs, bicycles, any prostheses. And we were lucky enough to be there, where they presented a young boy with a bicycle that they had made specially for him. And the boy saw the bike for the first time and rode the bike for the first time. And the joy on his face was incredible. But the joy on the faces of these wonderful volunteer retired engineers was priceless.
Absolutely. And I'm very pleased that you've mentioned that, because AbleQuest has done a program on TAD, it's called, in New South Wales, exactly the same thing. These men in these workshops doing all sorts of wonderful things.
Yes, great for everybody.
Absolutely, indeed. Yes, it's a win-win, isn't it?
We also were lucky enough to have the Special Olympians at Admiralty House when we welcomed back our athletes from Rio. And that was special. We, in fact, chose a photograph of Peter and I on the lawns at Admiralty House with the Special Olympics for our Christmas card last year.
How nice, yes. And don't they do a fantastic job?
My word, they do. They're amazing.
Yes, they are. Also, I think you have something to do with the Kookaburra Kids Foundation.
I do, indeed.
This is a very different foundation, isn't it?
It is an absolutely amazing foundation. And I must say, it's gathering momentum. And I've been involved with them for about the last 2 years. And they were introduced to me through another of my patronages that I've had for 16 years, Partners of Veterans. And because there are a lot of veterans that have mental disorders, they had this wonderful woman from Kookaburra Kids come in and talk at one of our big meetings. What they do at Kookaburra Kids, take children between the ages of 8 and 18 whose parents have they have one or two parents with disabilities, mental disabilities, and they organise many functions for these children, weekends away, workshops. Even when they're looking towards leaving school, they'll help them with a CV. They'll teach them how to do an interview. But they get all these kids together, and these kids can offload all their thoughts to the other kids that they're mixing with and know that they're not alone, that somebody's just the same as they are and there's people here to help them. And I really think they're doing an amazing job. We were lucky enough to have some of our Kookaburra kids to Admiralty House last year for the fireworks on New Year's Eve.
Wonderful.
Which was great.
And finally, are there any comments, other comments you'd like to make?
No, I just would like to tell all the volunteers out there that they're doing such an amazing job and making a great difference, and to please keep doing what they're doing and grab as many more of their friends to do what they're doing, because I have learnt certainly over the last 3 years that volunteers are the happiest people in Australia. And I really look forward to every visit that we have that entails volunteers. I think they're amazing.
Well, Lady Cosgrove, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you so much for joining us on AbleQuest.
Thank you very much, Marnie. Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.